Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Welcome, folks, and thank you for your patience for a little late start for this recording session of Freedom Law School's weekly Freedom Hour. Could you zoom out the clock here also, please, Benny, the clock in front of me. So anyhow, folks, tonight I'm going to cover two different topics, not one. One is going to be how IRS is falling flat on hiring new people. They can't get help. They're so incompetent they can't even hire people. Gosh. You know? And also to cover the history of the income tax going way back over 100 years to 1913. Yes, till present day. As to show you that the income tax never applied to the average American in the 50 states. It only applied to U.S. citizens and residents of Washington, D.C. and federal government workers. So I'm going to start with a short topic first of the IRS is so incompetent to hire people. Okay. And then after that, I'll go to the other topic about the history of the income tax, how it never, even 1913, applied to those of you who are not from Washington, D.C., you know, and never back then used to apply to this, many territories of the United States, by the way. I'll show you how, you know, it applied to many U.S. territories, not Washington, D.C., then it changed. You know, you see how that change happened. It all shows. And then you're going to like how Alaska and Hawaii, when they were included in it as part of the taxable United States territories, and when they became states, they were not. I'll show you two in the law. You see it for yourself. So with that, let's we're going to get rolling to this article from, okay, I'm going to get started. Ready? One. So here we go. IRS is so incompetent, folks, they can't even hire people to help them out to process tax returns. I'm Penny Montehede, the president and founder of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. And this is incredible, but it's not for me. Go, you see, from Fox Business. They reported this March 5th, 2022. Oh, they claim IRS is to hire 10,000 workers to help with tax return backlog. Yes, IRS does have a huge tax return backlog, but you'll see that the IRS can't even hire anything close to that. They're dreaming of hiring people. They can't do it, okay? So, of course, the article says that the backlog includes at least 10 million individual tax returns and 4 million business tax returns going back to last year. And I've shown you before, folks, how they had about 5 million pieces of letters that people sent out to them and correspondence that's being ignored right now. So, again, the article says the same things, basically, and they add that the hiring process is scheduled to run through December 31, 2023, okay, all right, but what have they done so far? Let's look at that here, folks. You'd be shocked. Take what they say. An effort to hire 5,000 new employees has fallen flat. Oops. Let's go back. Let's try it again. Okay. Let's start recording again because I got messed up here. I have to start again. I'll help that. Okay, let's start again. Sorry, folks. I'm going to start recording again. It's a short one, short recording. So let's do that again. Here we go. One, two, three. Folks, IRS is so incompetent, they cannot even hire people to do simple things like process tax returns. That's great news for you folks. I'm Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. Let's go to see the news for yourself, folks, in Fox Business, folks, that they broke the story on March 5th, 2022, which is headlined, IRS to hire 10,000 workers to help with tax return backlog. Yep, the backlog includes at least 10 million individual tax returns and 4 million business tax returns. Going back to last year, oh my God. Going back to last year, folks, they have not even for the 2020 tax returns have not been processed by the IRS yet. Yep, because they have a backlog of tax returns. Now, but here's the thing. You go down lower in this, and here's this very nugget of gold. That I'm going to zoom in on this because this you got to read this, folks. This is incredible how incompetent the IRS is. The article says that an effort to hire 5,000 new employees has fallen flat. With less than 200 workers brought on board. Yeah, they want to hire folks, 5,000 people, and they get less than 200. That's less than 4%, folks. That means the IRS has failed to reach their goal by over 96%. Folks, mathematically speaking, that's basically an almost utter complete failure. So it doesn't matter if the IRS is set to hire 10,000 or 100,000 people. They could not even hire, not to mention, who knows the quality and competence of any of these people they hire. Because both government websites to find a job are so convoluted to wade through. Folks, nobody goes to those websites to find jobs that are available. So, folks, don't be afraid of the IRS. IRS is not this big, bad, powerful monster that's going to get you. It's just a bunch of incompetent people, folks, out there. This empire is collapsing of its own weight. They can't even hire people to do basic things like process tax returns.
Not competent people, folks, out there. This empire is collapsing of its own weight.
So with that, folks,
they can't even hire people to do basic things. Like process tax returns. Not competent people, folks, out there. This empire is collapsing of its own weight. They can't even hire people to do basic things. Like process tax returns. Not competent people, folks, out there. This empire is collapsing of its own weight. They can't even hire people to do basic things. Like process tax returns. Not competent people, folks, out there. This empire is collapsing of its own weight.
The first weekend of April, 3.5 days, April 1st through April 4th, 2022. You need to hear, look at all this. We got a lineup of top-notch speakers. You heard about many of them, some you have not, that you want to and need to hear to bring you information about the corona hoax lockdowns, mandates, about the corruption in government, by the laptop, child trafficking, what's going on, 5G, invasion of our borders, the income tax scam, folks. And the tickets are on the website available. Check it out. And bring your family with you. The event is almost free for children, only $10 a piece. Yeah, that's right. Very family friendly. Being your spouse, being your children and grandchildren, it's for under 30 is also very inexpensive, because you want to make sure all of you can afford to come and be educated. If you cannot make it, no problem. Streaming online will be available. For those of you too far, no problem. You can have streaming of this event online. So take advantage of that, folks, to start living in a free life now. With that, folks, let's go ahead and get started with tonight's presentation. Okay? There you go. Okay, we're ready to start. Here we go. One, two. There we go. Let's see. Here we go. Okay, let's do it. Here we go. Oh, let me get the book. The Federal Mafia. Hello, my friends. I'm going to expose to you over 100 years of income tax definitions. That's right. I'm going to trace back the income tax laws, easy to understand, well over 100 years to 1913, showing you that the average American like you from the 50 states was never subject to federal income tax law. You never, ever had to file income tax to begin with. Yes, it's all in definitions, how you define things. I'm paying my mom with a day. Oh, let's start again. I messed it up. Here we go. Let's start again, folks. Here we go. Hello, my friends. I'm going to share with you tonight that the federal income tax for over 100 years ago when it got started, it never applied to the people of the 50 states. You in the 50 states of America are not required to file and pay income tax. Only U.S. citizens of Washington, D.C. and the residents of D.C. are required to file and pay income tax, and federal government workers. It's all in how you define things. If you have not seen our very first video on the front page of Freedom Law School's website, you should do that right here, live on the front page of Freedom Law School. There it is. There's a short video. You can also get it on our YouTube channel that only 1% of Americans must file and pay U.S. income taxes, as shown on government's own websites. And it puts you on a short playlist, a few other short videos. Now, on the description of this video, you can find the link to the complete detailed presentation, which you see the shortcut of that right here. Okay, again, same headline, but at the end of it, it says full. This one is 32 minutes long, gives you a lot more details. Now, I've shown in the past, folks, that in America, there's 54 categories of federal laws. Category 26 or Title 26 is called the Internal Revenue Code. Here's a physical copy of the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws. As you can see, this book, okay, is very thick, and all these tissue paper thin, tiny font thing is full of very specific detailed language and definitions, which are key. I'm going to show you from this, and this is also called 26 United States Code, or USC. You can look it up for yourself online, as I do here. All you have to do on your computer, type in 26 space USC, United States Code, space 7701, space, and then add house.gov. You get the official version from the United States House of Representatives website. Here's the answer that comes up. You open it up. There it is, folks. This is from the Office of Law Representative Council of the U.S. House of Representatives that publishes all federal laws. So as you've seen before, here's Title 26, 79 on definitions. And as we covered before, tells you in Section 7701 that when used in this title, What title are they speaking about? Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws, right? According to this, definitions are very important and define many key terms. And as you see in A9 and A10, they define United States and states, which they say very simply, they only add up to the District of Columbia or Washington, D.C. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes only the states and the District of Columbia. And the term state also shall be construed to include the District of Columbia. So again, United States includes the District of Columbia. It never applies to anybody in the 50 states. Now, people say, no. Obviously, the 50 states are included. I'll show you going through history. It never applies to anybody in the states of the American Union. Okay? So first, let's go back to a little bit of Supreme Court. Here we go. Cases, U.S. Supreme Court. And you see we got a case of Stenberg versus Attorney General of Mrs. Carhart. And in this case, the Supreme Court tells us very clearly that when a statute or law includes an explicit definition like the ones we've seen, we must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. Yes, even if it varies from the term's ordinary meaning. And it is axiomatic or self-evident that the statutory definition of the term excludes unstated meanings of that term. That's right. Now, let's go on a little further to this other U.S. Supreme Court case of Stanton versus Baltic Mining Company, which was decided in 1916. Now, this is after the so-called 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which the government claims gave the federal government the authority to require you to file income tax. But the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution did nothing, absolutely zero, gave Congress no new taxing powers over you, anybody else, at all. I didn't say it. The U.S. Supreme Court tells you right here. So Stanton versus Baltic Mining Company, he tells us this. They discussed another U.S. Supreme Court case called Bruchhaber versus Union Pacific Railroad. You see, they mentioned the Bruchhaber case several times, right? And they're discussing that. You can pause this part of the video, okay, if you wanted to, and read all the stuff for yourself on this video. Just go forward. That's not a problem. But I'm going to go down forward to the relevant part of this thing, which is most important. What does the court says? That by the previous ruling, what ruling? Bruchhaber case. It was settled that the provisions of the 16th Amendment Constitution, look at this, conferred no new power of taxation to the federal government. So, if the 16th Amendment did not give Congress no new power of taxation, wait a minute, how does income tax get to be applied to so many people? It's called deception. They deceive you and your grandparents. Okay, as you see, and your great-grandparents, as you see here. Okay, here we go. This is the 1913 Tax Act. Yep, this all was all done 1913, folks. And what does it say? Read the highlight part, folks, of the statute at large, because that's the way to do these ones, guys, okay? So if you go down, this 1913, it says a highlighted part that every citizen of the United States, right, every person residing in the United States, right, is a tax of 1% of. So it's a tax on every citizen of the United States. That's the key language, every citizen of the United States, right? Now, but who is a citizen of the United States that they're talking about here? Well, let's go a little bit further. And here they define the term United States because, I mean, to know who is a citizen of the United States, you got to define what is the United States to begin with, right? So they're going to tell you what United States and state meant back then, by the tax laws. Here we go. H, you go down. That the word state or United States when used in this section shall be construed to include any territory, Alaska and District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Philippine Islands, when such construction is necessary to carry out its provisions. There you go, folks. It includes also Washington, D.C., any territory, United States, Alaska, Hawaii, where U.S. territories back then, Puerto Rico, and even Philippines, folks. Yes, Philippines back then was part of the United States as a territory. Mm-hmm. Amazing, isn't it, folks? Now, we're going to go down on this a little bit further to 19 Act. I'm going to jump forward to 1919 Act, okay? An act to provide revenue, right? In general definitions, when used in this act, right? 1919. Oh, look at that. They define the term United States when used in a geographical sense. It includes only the states, the territories of Alaska and Hawaii, and the District of Columbia. They took Philippines out, didn't they? See? Philippines is no longer, I'm going to show it to you right here. See, Philippines is not there. Puerto Rico is not there. See what happened. Puerto Rico and Philippines are no longer there because that was Congress's choice. See, these definitions do matter. You got to assume Philippines is included, or Puerto Rico, or the 50 states, because sometimes Philippines was there. Sometimes then by choice was taken out because Congress knew they had no power to tax you in the 50 states directly without apportioning or dividing it amongst the states. Okay? So let's jump forward to 1939. Okay? Here it is. United States Statutes at Large, 1939, Volume 53. Okay? What does it say? Ah, look at this definition, folks. Definitions. When used in this title, were not otherwise distinctly expressed or manifestly incompatible with the intent thereof. They define all kind of things, and here it is, those beautiful words, United States. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes only the states, the territories of Alaska, Hawaii, and the District of Columbia. Yep, let me zoom in a little bit more for you folks. Yeah. Amazing, isn't it, huh? That even back then, the federal tax laws were very limited in power. And the term state shall be construed to include the territories and the District of Columbia. See? There you go. So basically, it's all the same lands, okay? Territories, District of Columbia, and Alaska, Hawaii add up to United States. So citizen or resident of the United States means citizen or resident of the territories of Alaska, Hawaii, and D.C. and other federal territories. So in 1913 to 1916, there are several versions of this laws, the tax laws, has similar definitions. Between, and then 1939, they had this version, and then came the 1954 code where they started the code. Rather than statutes at large. Okay? Here it is in the 7701. Now, if you go to the bottom of the page, of this page, 7701, they give you the historical, the sources of the laws. Here, this one, on bottom, on the center left, 1954 August 16th Act. Okay, if you open up this August 16th, 54 Act, right, it's right here. They actually scan these in the system, okay? Chapter 79, Definitions, Internal Revenue Code of 1954. When used in this title, Internal Revenue Code. Look at the definitions, folks. You know, the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes only the states, territories of Alaska and Hawaii, and the District of Columbia. Well, how about the term states that's mentioned there? What does that mean? Well, the term state shall be construed to include the territories and the District of Columbia. See, there you go, folks. The 48 states at the time were not listed. Alaska, Hawaii, at the time, were only U.S. territories, you see? You can look online for yourself. Don't believe me, folks. When did Alaska and Hawaii become states? This is critical. Okay? And you can find it all on anywhere. This is a very well-known fact that Alaska became the 49th state to enter a union on January 3rd, 1959. Right? And later that year, Hawaii would become the 50th state on August 21st. So remember those dates, folks. January 3rd, 1959 and 21st, 1959. Alaska and Hawaii became states respectively. And when that happened, we'll see. I'll show you. Alaska and Hawaii are taken out of the definition of the term United States. Because income tax was never written to apply to any states. So Alaska and Hawaii became states. No longer they were included in the definition of the United States. They were taken out. Watch. Okay? Let's go to statute at large again, right? As I mentioned at the very bottom of them. And go to here. June 25th, 1959. Statutes at large. What does this law says? Let's open it up here. And here it is. Let's start from the, this is 1954. I'm sorry. This one, here we go. 1959 Act. Public law, PL 8670, June 25th, 1959. We go down to the part on internal revenue, right? We go down and they have very specific definitions. But look at this. They define, look at this, continental United States. The term continental United States means the District of Columbia and the states other than Alaska. See? They can use the term continental United States to tax income tax, but they didn't. This is some other section they had specific definitions. But let's go down, and here we go, folks. Yep. Section 7701 of A9 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1954 relating to the definition of United States, quote, is amended by striking out the territories of Alaska and Hawaii and inserting in lieu thereof, instead insert the territory of Hawaii. That means that Alaska is no longer included in the United States definition. Hawaii was taken out, but also territory of Hawaii was put back in. This is obviously by specific purpose, because Alaska was a state now and no longer subject to income tax. And we go to the next act of Congress. Here we go. On the bottom left, on center left, July 12, 1960. Okay? July 12, 1960, right? Open that up. And you see that right here. Yep. Public Law 86-624, July 12, 1960. Internal Revenue Code. Okay? What does it say? Okay? Okay, we go down. Oh, look at this. I. Section 7701A9 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1954 relating to the definition of United States is amended by striking out the territory of Hawaii. Oh, Hawaii now is taken out because Hawaii now is a state. And it says Section 7701A10 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1954 relating to the definition of state is amended by striking out the territory of Hawaii. See? Territory of Hawaii. Now, to let you know that it's on purpose because Hawaii is no longer part of the U.S. territory, it's no longer taxable, look at the date. Look at the date that the law is effective. The date Hawaii became a state. It's in there. Look. Here it is. The amendments contained in subsections A through J, what we just read, of this section shall be effective as of August 21st, 1959. August 21st, 1959. Hawaii is no longer a state or for tax laws or in United States definition. again, what is so unique about this date? Why effective as of August 21st, 1959? Well, let's go back, folks. What happened on August 21st, 1959? Oh, yeah. Look at that. It tells us right here. Hawaii would become the 50th state on August 21st, 1959. On the exact day that Hawaii becomes a state on August 21st, 1959, Hawaii is no longer subject to income tax. No one in Hawaii is anymore subject to the federal income tax. Folks, this proves beyond the doubt, that these definitions do matter. Okay, Hawaii, you know, and Alaska is proof that income tax never applies to any 50 states. Okay, right there it is. Open, shut case, folks. All right? Now, folks, so now we know when you see definitions of Internal Revenue Code Section 7701 from Internal Revenue Code, when you read the current form of it, okay, later on, you know, now the updated version of it is right now. What does it say when using this title? When it tells you 7701A, 9, and 10, here we are, that the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, which is what we want to know, includes all the states and the District of Columbia, okay? And the term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia means it only includes the District of Columbia, because that's all United States and state definitions are, as of the same District of Columbia. As you saw, the first video I showed you, folks, U.S. individual income tax return, U.S. means the District of Columbia. It used to mean Alaska, used to mean Hawaii also, and other U.S. territories. But over the decades, they came out. So, folks, there's no doubt you've been conned, you've been deceived. What you want to do about it? Write your congressman, folks, to expose this and lawfully stop filing and paying income tax and be free. Yes, I'm telling you, folks, what you want to do, again, on our website, at Freedom Law School's website, livefreedom.org. Go on the top right. You see petitions. Click on petitions, right? On the top right, you see that. And it gets you to this page. Yep, which tells you you should write petitions to U.S. Congress to lawfully free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Procedure is easy, folks. It's very easy. Watch the video here, folks. I explained to you in writing as well about how that works. And you go down at the bottom of the page, you see several of these petitions. The one at bottom left, you see, is about individual income tax, for example, okay? You can open that one up, and all these petitions you see here, here's a sample one right here, okay? I'll show you, okay? On how you can free yourself of filing and paying income tax, okay? The second one you see, Bobby, on the page is a very popular one, is how to free yourself of income tax withholding. These gold circles at the bottom of the page, yes. How you can stop your employer from withholding, stealing from your check for the IRS. So you go to these pages, folks, and the procedures are all laid out for you step by step, video and written form, folks. Take a little time to educate yourself, right, about all this stuff. And when you go there, folks, okay, to these things, let's go do one, for example, income tax, okay? The petition you see, a sample one, is there. Colorful one that you see the black one that goes green. Here's a sample petition. Okay, and these petitions are meant to be sent to your two U.S. senators and your House of Representatives member. Ask them to investigate the income tax collection by IRS in violation of federal laws. Anyhow, check it out for yourself, folks. These petitions, folks, they quote the law verbatim, just like you saw before you. Yes, exactly as you saw before you, it's quoted, okay? So, but in addition to that, folks, these laws are attached at the end of at the end of this petition, okay? So, for example, here it is. you know, section 7701810 about definition of the word, you know, state. Here it is. Exactly what I read you earlier is here. And at the letter at the end of it, it's a petition. It is listed. And a petition asks the congressman, look, if I'm wrong, tell me and I'll file an income tax. No problem. Just show me I'm wrong. And if I'm right, stop the crooks in the U.S. government who are misapplying the tax because they just want to steal our money. Okay? Congress can give up all that nonsense stuff, all of that. And they should do it. And it's our job to ask them to do it. You should do your part. But guess what? You'll be free in the process. Now, you don't have to wait for the congressman to act. No. Just by them not refuting you, admitting that you are right, and you can stop buying and paying income tax now, legally and safely. Okay? So at the end, of course, you see all these laws attached. Okay? And they're listed here and they're all attached. Yep, there you go. And highlight it. You see, and even more detail, folks, for ease of reading and use. Now there's more, folks. Yes, there's definitely more here. What you want to do, folks, is check this out, folks. If you want to be safe, though, people say, Payman, look, I just like to have some peace of mind and safety. Can you back me up? Well, it's true. I got almost 30 years of experience. Later this year, will be 30 years I've been doing this, folks, exposing IRS deception and fraud. All this hair used to be completely black when I started doing this, okay? So in order for you to get the support you want, folks, what I did over 20 years ago, I started a program called the Royal Freedom Package to give you unlimited peace of mind, by giving you unlimited consultation, unlimited letter writing, and unlimited defense of any kind necessary against the IRS, anything related to them. You don't have to pay some accountant, CPA, lawyer, you know, $50, $200, $800 an hour to be there for you, defend you. Okay, if there's a need for an attorney, I'll get one for you, okay? So you don't have to be alone. You could have support if you wish. So start this program called the Royal Freedom Package that has all this, and for 20 years successfully, I've beaten the IRS many, many times, including myself, yes. I've been here many times. It's on our website. I don't want to brag about it. It's there at livefreer.org under victories. I've kicked the IRS's butt many times, so have my students. Check it out for yourself for our track record. Okay. However, the program, folks, is going to be affordable for all of you. I want all of you to be able to participate. Yes. There's a standard price. We allow payment plans. And also lower the price for those of you who make less to make sure that every one of you can afford to participate. None of you should pay any income tax to the federal government except for the money you make from the federal government work, or if you are a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. They are the only people required to file the income tax. Got it? So if you're getting a federal pension like VA, military, pay income tax on that and everything else you make, capital gains, cryptocurrency, real estate, wages, salaries, commission, business, income, whatever. You pay zero on all that money that you make. Okay? So I want you to participate, folks, and I'm going to make it so that you can all participate in our plan for victory to get our freedoms back, to get our country back, okay? Participation is desired, and I think you will love this, okay? So the Royal Freedom Package, when you go there, folks, you see there to view the application agreement, it's right there, okay? You click on that at the bottom of the page, the big blueprint, and it gives you detail. Now, let me tell you the purpose of this. Folks, Freedom Law School is not a business. I'm not here to save anybody money. Got it? That's not my number one overriding purpose. Number one overriding purpose is to free our country, free all America of slavery. However, in the meantime, I will free every single one of you of income tax slavery if that is your desire, because the law is on your side. Let's go down. So that's why I say the purpose is important to understand. The purpose of the Royal Freedom Package and its membership is to join hands as Americans in restoring honest, responsive, and limited governments to the United States of America, and to follow the letter and intent of the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution as written and designed by America's founding fathers to protect the blessings of liberty for all Americans. So when you become part of this welfare package, you are taking part in this purpose, folks, which I hope you will find valuable and important. And when you go down, folks, the standard price right now as of March of 2020 is $9,000 for the first year and $4,500 second year each other after. And for younger people, it drops down, like 30 or 34-year-old people, it's $4,500 a year. 25 to 29 years old is $2,000 a year. 18 to 24 is $1,000 a year. And for under 18 is even less. Okay. However, don't worry. Some of you can say that's too much for you. No problem. Number one, I'll let you make payment plan. Here it is. Okay. You can make payment plans. You can lower, you know, for those of you who make less than $100,000 a year, folks, you know, you can put $1,500 down and make payments if you need to. Okay. And then get the program, the Royal Freedom Package, piece by piece as you pay more or come down with more down payment to begin with and pay it off quickly your membership. However, you say, Paymon, look, I can't even afford that either, okay? Yeah, I just make maybe $50,000 a year, you know, $40,000 a year. You know, can you help me? Can I participate? Yes, you can. Yes. So I don't want to hear, oh, Paymon costs too much. No. You can pay less to be involved in this program to help us free America and have you be free now, all at the same time. So what you got to do is apply for a Royal Family Package scholarship. Yep, a little bit below, we described that process. All you got to do is apply here. Okay, open that application. Along with your Royal Family Package application, you want to fill out this application. Yep, along with it. So fill out your Royal Family Package application and the scholarship application all at the same time. Two different applications, folks. It's not that much, you know. And it is, check it out. All it is, we just want to be honest with us. We'll be honest with you. And we'll be there for you. If you lie, then we won't be there for you. As long as you're honest about everything, folks, we'll be there for you. That's the plan. We want you to live free, folks. That's all about. Okay? So with that, folks, really, the choice is completely yours. I would love every one of you to live free. I believe in a world of love, peace, prosperity, joy. Live and let live, folks, right? But I don't have the power to make you free. Nope, no, sir. Only you have that power. You got to make that choice. You got to deprogram you of all the deception and lies that for decades we've been brainwashed with here. That you are weak, that the government, IRS is God, was going to get you, okay? That you are required to file income tax when you're not. And then get with Freedom Law School. We will help you, okay? If you have any questions, just call Freedom Law School on our website. The number is listed at livefreenow.org. 813-444-4800. Oh, and one more thing. Before I go on, oh my gosh, you can become very prosperous by helping others be free like you. Yes, if you go to our website, folks, you see on their course packages and the Freedom Opportunity Plan listed there, okay? Now, folks, really, this is your opportunity to share your love of truth and about tax laws and freedom from U.S. income taxes and get paid. The video tells you more detail, but basically this Freedom Opportunity Plan is this, folks, okay? When you refer someone else to Freedom Law School, folks, they get the plan. The first year, whatever they pay, 50% of that belongs to you for thanking you for opening your eyes, texting, emailing someone that you know, right? Hey, check this out. Go to livefreenow.org. All you got to do, folks, he's basically telling people to go to the front page of our website, right there. Text it to everybody you know. Hey, check out this under 10-minute video at livefreenow.org. that says, based on U.S. government's official website, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. That's it, folks. Text it to all your friends. Email it to everybody you know. Give them a chance. And when you do that, folks, with the Freedom Opportunity Plan, that means you're going to get paid up to 50% of for the first membership. I mean, you will get paid 50% if you join the Royal Free Package yourself. If not, you get half. You get 25%. So join. Join now, okay? With the payment plan is okay. And then tell others. And you can pay your membership by just referring others. Yes, I'll have people do that. If you have a down payment or someone else pays, their membership is paid up to $5,000 cash or cryptocurrency will be paid to you for every single human American. And you're free of income tax slavery. But folks, be loving, be nice. Share this with other people. Yes, I know 5 out of 6 people, 9 out of 10 people are so scared, brainwashed, they say they roll their eyes. They will not even look at it. I know. So what? You get 1 out of 5 people, 1 out of 10 people, that's good. Give those other people who are like, you are looking for the truth. They are seeking the truth, but unless someone like you tells them, they don't see the mainstream media propaganda lies. You got to be the one to tell them. Do that. And folks, you can become prosperous. Just 5,000 per referral. If you get 1 referral a month at 5,000, hey, that's $6,000 a month. Cash, tax-free, privately. Hey, that's a great part-time income for many people, even good full-time income. So start having fun. This is tax season. Everybody, you know, livefreenow.org. Help them be free. Have you be free. And let's be prosperous. Have America be a free country once again. Okay. How long was that, by the way, guys? About 40 minutes? All right. You guys think I should do a short video or not? Skip it tonight, the short. Just on definitions, maybe I could do that. Yeah, I should do a short one, huh? Talk about Alaska, Hawaii thing. I think that's probably a big thing, yeah. But Alaska, Hawaii thing just really does it. You know, when Alaska, Hawaii, they became states and they were taken out of the definition of the United States, you know, and state, that is pretty big. Anybody has any questions about these definitions, I think that's the one that really does it for them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to close a few of these things. I don't have to even talk about a lot of the other stuff that we talked about earlier, okay? Here we go. And then put your questions. Oh, let's put the number on the screen, folks, to ask questions. I'll be taking your questions, as always, folks. The number to call is area code 657-383-1755. Can you put it on the screen, please, Benny, and the number for them to call in? 657-383-1755. We'll put the number on the screen for you momentarily. So that you can get your question answered about this topic or any other topic later on. Okay, so yes, we're gonna in a short video. I'm gonna go pretty quickly into Alaska and Hawaii because that pretty much does the job. Okay, I think that will do that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Here we go. 1913. So I'm gonna go over 1913 law, 1954, and 1959, and 1960, and today, of course. Here we go. All right, the call numbers on the screen. Okay, the call number is 657-383-1755 and plus 1 on your keypad if you have a question, so that I will take your questions. One person at a time. Okay. All right, so hang in there, folks. I'm going to do a short presentation, and I'm going to take your questions one person at a time, okay? I want to make sure it's all there for you, okay? Okay. Okay. We don't even have to talk about Stanton versus Baltimore Mining Company. We can just go right there into 1913 definitions right off the bat. Right? We can just do that. Don't you think, Benny?
Yeah.
That'll do the job. 1913 Act. Yeah. Yeah. That's the key thing. Yeah. I'm going to just get into that. 1913. That'll do the job. 1913. And then 1954. Yeah. Alaska Hawaii situation. Yep. Yep. And then you ended. Okay. Here we go. All right, ready? Hold on. We're going to get started.
I couldn't find the remote for the timekeeper.
All right, no problem. Here we go for the short one. Did you know for over 100 years, since 1913, when income tax supposedly started, it never applied to any of you in any of the 50 United States of America? You're not required to file income tax unless you are a citizen and resident of Washington, D.C. or work for federal government. And it never applied to anybody in the 50 states who is not a federal government worker. I'll show you right now in this presentation the short history of all that. First, you should start on the front page of our Freedom Officers website at libfreedom.org. If you've not seen the short video, that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file income tax, you should do that. It's all based on U.S. government's official legal websites. And that video, you should watch that and then watch this one. And then you'll see me talk about the fact that in the Internal Revenue Code, there's the federal tax laws right here, okay? This big, thick book full of tiny little font, you know, and thin paperwork, okay? They define the United States, you know, not the people of the 50 states. So I showed you earlier that in the Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, Chapter 79 definitions, here we talk about when used in this title, Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, they define the term United States when used in the geographical sense, includes only the states and the District of Columbia. And you add the term state, the term stat shall be construed to include the District of Columbia. Yep. So it only applies to the District of Columbia. You say, but hey, man, I don't believe that. How was it back in 1913? Well, here it is, folks. This is the original federal income tax law. These statutes at large are hard to find, but I got them just for you. 1913. Federal tax law. You look at the highlighted part of this, okay, on the top right, 1913. 63rd Congress of the United States, right? So if you go down on this thing, and you see here is Section 2 where they taxed every citizen of the United States and every person residing in the United States. You see that right there. But what does the term United States mean? Oh, not the Union states, not the 48 states that existed in America at that time. We go down further. And as you see, there it is in H. That the look at the highlighted part, folks, right? That the word state or United States, when used in this section, shall be construed to include any territory, Alaska, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Philippine Islands, when such construction is necessary to carry out its provisions. Yes, you have these U.S. territories listed in there, including Alaska and Hawaii. Yep. Now, this didn't change really much. It's a little bit changed in 1954, folks. The law looked like this. What is it? This title, Section 7701, the term United States, right, in a geographical sense, right, and it includes only the states and the territories of Alaska, Hawaii, and the District of Columbia, because back then, Hawaii and Alaska was still only territory of the United States. And state definition was basically the same thing, almost to include the territories and the District of Columbia. Alaska, Hawaii were not included, but the United States, Alaska, Hawaii were included. However, look at this, folks. Alaska and Hawaii, folks, when they become states in America, you can look it up online for yourself. This is public information that Alaska became a state in January 3rd, 1959, and Hawaii became a state on August 21st. Remember, January 3rd, 1959, Alaska, and August 21st is Hawaii became a state. So here you see, folks, in the Section 7, you know, the history of these laws, you go back. Here it is at the bottom. Click on these historical changes of the income tax law, Section 7701, 1959. You click on that. Boom. Here it is, folks. You see right here, public law of 1959. And here under Internal Revenue, it tells us that Section 7701A9 of the Internal Revenue Code, okay, is amended by striking out the territories of Alaska and Hawaii and inserting thereof the territory of Alaska. What about relating to definition of United States? Yep. So Hawaii and Alaska were taken out, and Hawaii was specifically put back in as a territory, right? But look at the very next one in 1960 Act, what they did here. 1960 Act, similar language. It says Section 7701A9 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1954, related to the definition of the United States, is amended by striking out the territory of Alaska. Mm-hmm. And the full term state, okay, is amended by striking out the territory of Hawaii. Okay, and look at this. These amendments contained in subsection A3J are of the section shall be effective as of August 21st, 1959. Why August 21st, 1959? Because Hawaii is no longer a territory of the United States. That's why. Look at the date that Hawaii became a state, August 21st. An exact same day the law is to take effect. That's proof right there, folks, when you see the intent of lawmakers that today on the definitions, United States defined as only being the District of Columbia and a state, they mean it. It is only the District of Columbia. The U.S. income tax, people who are citizens and residents of the District of Columbia, which is defined as the United States. For more details, folks, watch the longer video in the descriptions below. What in the description go? Fuller, more explanation of all this is there. So do that, folks. Go to livefreenow.org. I want to help you live free now, folks. Yes, you don't have to be a slave. Go to livefreenow.org and live a free life now. Okay, how long was that, guys? Let's go to your questions, folks. What's that? 10 minutes. Okay, let's go to your questions. Okay? Any questions we have, folks, I will happily answer them for you. Okay? But for your privacy, folks, never give me your last name, only first name. And then tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School. And then I will happily answer your questions. What telephone area code do you have callers from? 628 and call from America 630. Call from America 628. You are live with Freedom Law School. What's your first name? How you heard about Freedom Law School? And there's your question, please.
Hi, can you hear me?
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Call from America 628. You are live. Go ahead and speak.
Hi, can you hear me?
Okay, I hear you from over there, but not on my speaker. Okay, no problem. Good. I can hear you. Go ahead. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Sunshine. How are you?
I'm not summarizing because we were the technical problems, folks. You cannot hear the question. It's a questionnaire. Make your question short and concise so I can summarize it for our listeners so they get the benefit of your question as well. Okay? All right.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
I'll tell you how I heard about Freedom Law School. That was the first one. I believe I found you on YouTube, and then I signed up for your mailing list. So that answers your question. And then the question that I have for you, I wanted to know. My first name is Sunshine. I'm sorry, I said that earlier. Okay, Sunshine is my name. And then the question I have for you is, how do you get the IRS or whoever to stop deducting things from your paycheck?
Got it. This is one of the most common questions, folks, Sunshine is asking, is how do you stop the IRS from your employer from stealing money out of your paycheck, folks? This comes up all the time. It's a great question. I covered it, but I will go over it again, okay? Well, the way you do it is under at our website at livefreenow.org. Go on under petitions, open up petitions. Then on the petition page, which is a key, you must write petitions to your congressman to lawfully free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. You can do it all for free on our website, the procedures here. Okay, at the bottom, there's four different petitions. The second one, the second golden circle at the bottom of the page is on income tax withholding. You open that link in a new tab. And when you do that, this will tell you how you stop your employer from withholding for the IRS. The procedures explained in written form and in a video by me. Follow the instructions on this page. The sample paperwork also is there for you to show how to do it, folks. Yep, go on there. Sample paperwork is at the bottom of the page. Why? Because I want you to read everything that the procedure is before you get to the paperwork at the bottom so you can do it right. Okay, Sunshine?
Okay, perfect. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You are welcome. My pleasure. And the call on now from area code 630. You are live with Freedom Law School.
Hello, good evening. Hello, Payman. My name is Perry with a P. Hello.
Perry, and how do you feel about us, Perry?
There we go. I met you at a Red Pill Expo a couple years back now.
Oh, which one? In Jekyll Island? Or in...
Correct. Jekyll Island.
Okay.
That was a good one.
Very good. How can I help you?
So my question, you know the Patriot community, I guess, is one way of saying it. You talk about the Patriot mythologies and this stuff, and you've studied so many things, and I respect your experience and used to hold events yourself with all the speakers, etc. So I figured I'd run this by you. I've recently learned about a concept from Roger Sales, or Sales, S-A-Y-L-E-S, and he talks about sending an affidavit to change to the Secretary of State for the United States to change status to a national, and that when you have the corrected status, we'll say, of being a national, which is also, I believe, addressed in the IRS code as well, but a number of different areas of the law, that then a lot of the requirements that other citizens are required, including taxes, no longer apply. It offers a different status. And I'm just wondering if you're familiar with it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the process. So he's talking about the guy named Roger Sales or something like that. Solid. I heard his name one time. But he recommended the process to change your status to the American national. So that way you don't have to file and pay income tax as if there's something wrong with your status. You've been deceived, your national citizenship somehow, and you want to change that. Well, let me tell you the good news. There's nothing to change. There's no need to change anything. Okay, you and me and everybody else watching this, you are all state and U.S. citizens at the same time. Just like a What's that? And U.S. nationals all at the same time. You're already a U.S. citizen and national at the same time. You don't need to change that. For nationality purposes, we're all U.S. citizens and nationals. Okay? However, for tax purposes, there are specific definitions in the Internal Revenue Code. You see, the defined things. Let me give you an example of that, just so you know. This is, okay?
Hello, my friend. I am Payman.
Just to make the point. Did you guys know I'm a very much a liberal, gay, progressive man? Yes, I am. I'm very liberal, gay, and progressive. Oh, but not the way you're thinking. Not the 2022 average man's understanding, but the original understanding of these terms. Yes, in that sense, which means liberal means generous. Give me a liberal portion of that piece of cake. Someone's generous, like Thomas Jefferson, one of America's founding fathers, a classical liberal. Now we call ourselves libertarian because what happened? The socialist communist Marxists stole the label liberal from us. They call themselves liberal, but they're not liberal. Okay? They're not liberal. And now we have to call ourselves libertarian, but I'm a liberal in the classic original sense. Number two, I'm also very gay. The term gay means very happy, jovial. Give you two examples. How many heard the song by Dean Martin, "That's Amore," right? He says, "Like a gay tarantella," right? Tarantella's at the party, like have a good old time. Or in a movie, Sound of Music of 1960s, what Captain Von Trapp tells his lady friend that, oh, we had just a gay old time. What does he mean? We have a homosexual time? No. We have a happy time, folks, okay? Okay, and so homosexuals are not happy on the average. Happiest people, by studies have shown, are married with children, married no children, single people, homosexuals, LGBTQ, you know, all that stuff, less happy. So they're not happy. They label themselves homosexuals as gay, but they're not. I am gay. Okay, I'm happily married with five children. Love what I do. Teaching you freedom and live and let live and love. Okay? Third, I'm a progressive man. Man has made progress with knowledge and wisdom. Learning about laws. This is progress, folks. To decipher this deception is progress. What they call progress is socialism, communism, Marxism, some satanic earthly authority ruling over you by fear, not the godly, hey, go inhabit the earth and be fruitful and multiply. That is real progress. So I'm very progressive. So you got to understand they use deception in definition. You don't have to change nothing. Now, with that said, I'm going to show on the screen from Title 8, okay? Okay, this is from Title 8 of the United States Code. This is good. From Aliens and Nationality, okay? Nationality, folks. See, you heard that? That's nationality, okay? And here we go. They have here definitions as used in this chapter. What chapter? This chapter 12, Immigration and Nationality. They define all kind of terms like administrator, alien, right? All the stuff. We have to go down to 38. Oh my gosh, I have to go down quite a bit, folks, to see the definition of term United States and state. Yes. I'll show it to you. I'm going to tell you, you're going to be blown away that they use the term continental United States. There we go. There it is. You see it? The term United States, otherwise specifically herein provided when using a geographical sense, means the continental United States. See, you're from a continental United States, right? You're from the United States. Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin Islands of the United States, and the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. You see, so you are already a United States citizen because you are from one of the continental United States, Alaska or Hawaii. So, yeah, and you see, yeah, exactly. So District of Columbia is also not listed there because Washington, D.C. is part of the continental United States. You see, Washington, D.C. is not even listed there specifically because it's not needed. The continental United States includes Washington, D.C., as well. So for nationality purposes, you are U.S. citizen and U.S. national. However, for tax purposes, remember this, for when used, here it is, when used in this title. What title? Here it is. This, the Internal Revenue Code in this book, Title 26, okay? There's a different definition. Just like defining the word liberal, gay, and progressive, right? See, and here the definition here is that the United States, you know, is Washington, District of Columbia. Okay? Does that help you get an idea that you don't have to change nothing? You're already free. You will never, ever have to change anything. You're always a U.S. national, and you're a citizen at the same time for nationality purposes. Does that help you, Perry?
As far as the taxes go, I thank you for referencing those. So when I hear the phrase correcting my status, you're saying that there's nothing to actually correct.
That's right. When they tell you have to correct your status, there's nothing to correct. You're fine as you are. You know, these people sell us garbage packages that by somehow correcting this or canceling your adhesion contract or revoking the election you made back then, or regaining your status as a sovereign state citizen, or, you know, objected to your name in all capital letters, and you're not the straw man of you because they kept your birth certificate to U.S. Treasury was sold. You have to access your Treasury account to get that. And to get out of the Admiralty Yellow Finch statutory jurisdiction, get back under sovereign founding fathers, common law. Not as necessary. Painted hogwash out there. And I've seen it for close to 30 years. People rely on that hogwash, baseless legal theories, and they lose. But it sounds good. Sounds wonderful. Feels great. Yeah, I got a flying pig back there too, and a chicken that gives milk. You want it? But it doesn't work. It's a bunch of nonsense. I'm showing a law from the government's own legal website. That's what the law
and
is.
And a chicken?
Yep. Any other questions, Perry?
Say it again. It's a little hard to hear it right there.
Any more questions?
Oh, any more questions? I like your phrase that I've heard you use in the past, patriot mythology. I think that's a funny way to use the word mythology. So that came to mind. So a lot of I notice it's not just Roger, but a number of different places have a process to send an affidavit to the Secretary of State. And you're saying even that part of this is not necessary. It's just a person understanding their status.
Anybody, anything, none of that process you needed whatsoever. Period.
And so a person can use the IRS documentation to justify their status.
Law as in the petitions that I show you on our website. But I'm sorry, I need you to speak less so I can let the audience know what you're saying more. So he's saying I have to do an affidavit to send the Secretary of State about that. I'm telling him no, there is no such thing necessary whatsoever. All you have to do is to make a record of what your understanding of the law is, okay? Go to our page on petitions, okay? And you see that you need to write petitions to U.S. congressmen of yours to make a record of what you rely upon, the law you rely upon, to lawfully and safely free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. That's the process you want to go. Any other questions? Perry?
I will go back to your petitions page and read over those. Thank you, Payman. Thank you for your time.
Okay, do you have any other questions? People with questions? If so, please give me the area code, guys.
The same
628,
let me go to the 857.
857, area code caller, and 628 area code caller looks like she may be back. Okay. Area code 425, caller, you are live with your mom in your first name. I heard about us, and then your question, please.
It's Casey, and I heard about I found you on YouTube, and just looking up information on Joe Bannister and kind of more current cases.
Very good. And how may help
okay,
you, my
so
friend?
My question is the kind of the significance of the 7 years. And I'm wondering, what happens if you were to lose your job and you're in the Freedom Royal package, you don't have the money to now continue it, but you get outside your 7 years and you start having trouble with the IRS. Have you kind of got yourself stuck at that point?
The question is a very good one by KC. What happens, you know, he says, as you know, the Royal Fuel package gives you the 7-year $1 million guarantee that I'll guarantee that if you lawfully stop filing and paying income tax with our Royal Fuel package, and Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from levying your money for 7 years, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million for every single year that you are an FLS member, Freedom Law School Royal Fuel package membership. In other words, every year you get a separate 7-year $1 million guarantee. And the question of Casey is, well, what happens after a bunch of years you lose your job and stop working? And IRS comes after you. The Royal Fuel Package membership, for every one of you, it's intended, part of it, is to save you money. Okay? So you have more money for you to save, to have now for a better life, and for the future to save for a rainy day, right? Let me go to our website, show you a chart that will help you in this answer this question. If you go under educational materials, you see in the menu that comes below it, how much are you giving the IRS? You open that tab, you can come across this page. How much are you giving to it's really Satan, okay? So you see a chart of, for example, single self-employed, employee, married, how much you pay income tax. Listen to someone who's, for example, single self-employed, okay? Look at on this chart. Someone making just $40,000 a year, okay, in the green line, second from the top left. You pay combined income tax and Social Security taxes about almost $8,000 a year. At $60,000, you're paying almost, over $12,000 a year. At $9,000, you're paying over $21,000 a year. Look, you have a lot of money left over after your membership for the Royal Fuel Package. Okay? Someone at $60,000 above, clearly that person can get the standard rate. Okay? For someone who is at the $40,000 level, I'll cut you a break to make sure it saves you money. I'll cut it down for you. Maybe to a 35-year-old level, only $4,500 a year for you perhaps. Okay? So that way you should be saving all this money that you're not giving to your enemies in the United States government that's run by the corrupt elite that rule this country for a rainy day. So that if you lose your job for 2 months or 6 months or a year, you can live off that, pay for your expenses. That's the main thing. And for your Royal Fuel Package membership. I mean, $4,500 a year is a standard rate of Royal Fuel Package membership. How much you need for rent, for food, for car insurance, even when you don't have a job, right? That's much bigger than your $4,500 a year membership. So if you save that money, you should have no problem taking care of all your living expenses, food, rent, insurance, and so forth, and your membership in the Royal Fuel Package. So it should not be a problem. Okay?
So if you change jobs, say, and your income drops, then you would just go into a different bracket for the Freedom Royal package?
If necessary, if your income drops, then we can, yes, you could ask, and we can lower your membership in the Royal Freedom Package membership. On the other hand, if your income goes up, okay, or you get a big inheritance or something, then your membership rate could go back up. Folks, look, all this is being the plan affordable to every single one of you. Every one of you can afford to participate in getting our country back and get the benefit of the protection of unlimited consultation, unlimited letter writing of any kind, and defense of any kind, lawyers, a counselor, whatever may be needed. Be delivered completely. So some of you folks, I mean, the membership, I got people of that, so that means like this membership is like, no problem. They make $300,000 a year, $500,000 a year. I could charge more from these guys. I don't. I just want to get, you know, but some of you, you make a lot less. Fine, I'll drop it to make sure you can afford it, which is why for young people, it's automatically lower because young people in general are poor. Who works in the fast food and the food business and then retail? It's all young people, right? So as you get more experience and make more, you are parents and grandparents. Yes. We need to support our children who are out there 20, 25, 30 years old who are struggling to make the life happen. The purpose is to make it all affordable for everybody so we can. The more of us can join hands, the more powerful we are, the more we can work together to get our country and our freedom back as soon as possible. Okay? Any other questions, Casey?
Yeah. So do you take – I believe I've heard you say you handle the state coming after you also and collection agencies.
Yes, the states also are taken care of. And if you are sending a case to the collection agency, that will be covered also. Yes.
Okay, thanks a lot, Damon. I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
That's all.
Thank you for your support. That's it. That's it? Okay, guys. Listen, Let's Go Brandon Rally, remember, it's coming up, folks. Let's Go Brandon Rally. By the way, I forgot to tell you guys, this event is streamed online April 1st through 4th, okay? You don't have to be in person in Brandon, Florida. You can watch it streaming. Look at the great lineup of speakers we got there, folks. There's more, okay? There's always last-minute changes, additions, or maybe somebody cannot make it. You're going to hear from all these great speakers, folks, in person or online. You don't want to miss out on it. Go to letsgobrandonrally.org and register right now before prices go up. Yes, it'll go up. You know, March 25th, the price is going to go up. Don't do it at the door. Do it early. There's a Friday night VIP dinner, yes, with the speakers, okay, private if you want to come to it, and a Monday class workshop with me I all day to get you out of matrix of deception and into a life of love, truth, health, and freedom. Come up with a whole 3.5 days if you can. All right, with that, folks, I give you my love, and I'll be back with you next Thursday night. Meanwhile, educate yourself on your drive to and from work, shopping. When you get in that car, put your smartphone on, listen to Freedom Hospital videos, okay, while you're driving. When you get to lunch or dinner, put your smartphone up, then you can watch, okay? Be smart, be free.